KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports yesterday, action at the Drake Relays got underway for a few events in the high school ranks. In the girls' 3,000-meter event yesterday, Rebecca Topham of Griswold placed second in that race, the junior running 10 minutes and 9/100ths of a second in the race yesterday. But that paled in comparison to the winner, as Stephanie Jenks, a sophomore from Linmar, not only won the event, but with her time of 9 minutes 26.87 seconds set not just a state but an event all-time record with that blazing run yesterday. Also in the girls' shot put, J.C. Embry of Glenwood placed 7th overall, 39 feet 4 inches, her best toss. The girls' high jump saw Morgan Cullen of Carroll clear 5 feet, good for 15th place. In some boys' action yesterday in the long jump, Colby Rattenberg of Audubon placed 6th as he medals with a best jump of 21 feet 4.5 inches. Ja'Kai Gregory of Thomas Jefferson jumped 20 feet, good for 21st place. In the boys' discus, Colton Tracy of Abraham Lincoln threw 166 feet 1 inch. That was good for a 4th place finish. Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central threw 138 feet 6 inches to place 21st in that event yesterday. Plenty more high school events will be run today at the Drake Relays. Plenty of high school track and field locally yesterday as well. Griswold Tigers hosting their boys' invitational yesterday, and Griswold won the team title in Class A with 112 points, edging Fremont Mills, who was second with 109. Logan Magnolia placed third with 94 points. Riverside, Audubon, Adair Casey, and Bedford round out the rest of the field. Some of the individual results include in the 100-meter dash, Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey was the champ. Wheatley also won the 200-meter dash in yesterday's event. Some of the other local winners include Trevor Smith of Audubon capturing the 400-meter event yesterday. Wyatt Schultz of Logan Magnolia had a big day. He won the 800 meters, the 1600 meters, and also Jason Rustin of Fremont Mills took the 3,200-meter run in that event. Cole Royer of Logan Magnolia won the 110 hurdles yesterday. Hadley Ogg of Griswold was the champ in the 400-meter hurdles. Spencer Phillips of Fremont Mills took the discus title. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills won the high jump. Adair Casey's Trayton Jensen was the champ in the long jump, and Spencer Phillips of Fremont Mills won the shot put event. In the relays, Adair Casey took the 4x1, Griswold the 4x2, Riverside won the 4x400-meter relay. Griswold took the 4x800-meter relay. The shuttle hurdle title went to the team from Audubon, and Griswold also won the distance medley relay in yesterday's Class A action. In Class 2A action at Griswold yesterday, it was St. Albert winning the team title with 152 points. Clarinda placed second with 110. Shenandoah was third with 98, followed by Trainer, Underwood, and Southwest Valley. Among the winners, Sam Kreppel of Shenandoah took the 100-meter dash, Glenn Bertelson of St. Albert the 200 meters, Mitch Forrester of Underwood won the 400 meters, Gus Dahl of St. Albert was the champ in the 800-meter run, Austin Conzer of Underwood won the 110 hurdles, Joe Blake of Shenandoah won the 1600 meters, Nate Hoyt of Shenandoah took the 3200 title, Nick Paulson of Trainer won the 400 hurdles, Trent Aldridge of Clarinda took the discus crown. Noah Bix of Clarinda won the high jump. His teammate Jet Ketwick won the long jump, while Keegan Longabaugh of Southwest Valley took the shot put. The relay titles go to Shenandoah in the 4x1. St. Albert won the 4x2, the 4x4, and the 4x800-meter titles. Underwood won the shuttle hurdle relay title, and Shenandoah took the distance medley relay title. Also yesterday in high school track and field, the Timberwolf Girls Invitational held at Southwest Valley High School saw Clarinda win with 96 points, Shenandoah right behind with 95, I-35 placing third with 81 points, Griswold was fourth with 67, Fremont Mills, Nottoway Valley, Stanton, Lennox, Bedford, Southwest Valley, and Mount Air round out the rest of the field. Individually, some of the champions yesterday in a meet at Carroll, the Tiger Knight Relays yesterday held up in Carroll on the boys' side. It was Carroll winning the team title with 125 points. Harlan was the runner-up with a 117 total. Boone was third with 110. Atlantic with 78 points was fourth. Greene County, Denison, Kemper Catholic, and Abraham Lincoln round out the rest of the boys' field. Again, some of those individual results on the boys' side. Some of the champs in the boys' 800 meters, Levi Preston of Harlan won the title. Brendan Holmes of Atlantic was the champ in the boys' 400-meter hurdles. Also yesterday, Harlan's Philip Soranko won the 3,200-meter run. Atlantic's Brendan Holmes was the champ in the 400-meter dash yesterday. Connor Clayton of Harlan won the 110-meter hurdles. Harlan won the 4x400 and the 4x800-meter relay titles yesterday. They also took the distance medley relay title. Also for Carroll won the shuttle hurdle relay. And also Atlantic's Robbie Bodine won the boys' long jump in yesterday's action at the Tiger Knight Relays. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 158 points. Boone, the runner-up, with 101.5. Carroll took the third place with 93.5. Kemper Catholic, Creston, Denison, and Atlantic with 44.5 points round out the rest of the field. Among some of the results in that event yesterday, for Atlantic, Tiffany Williams was the champ in the 1,500-meter run in that action yesterday to help lead the way for Atlantic in the Tiger Knight Relays. Also yesterday in high school girls golf, it was Clarinda defeating Atlantic 170-175. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist, shooting a 39. Southwest Valley topping Creston 186-195. Sarah Wagand of Creston was medalist with a 44. Trainer beat AHST 197-234 with Gracie Myers of Trainer, the medalist, with a 44. Red Oak topping Lewis Central 229-237. Ellen Fellers of Red Oak had the low round of 54. In boys golf yesterday, Atlantic defeated Clarinda 148-182. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was medalist, posting a 33. Trainer beat AHST 174-200. Nate Hill of Trainer shot the low round of 42. Creston beat Shenandoah 136-141. Southwest Valley placed third in that triangular with a 169 as Carson Whittington led the way for Creston with a 31. Glenwood won a triangular with 170 strokes, beating Plattsmouth, Nebraska, who totaled 193, and Nebraska City put up a 195. Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood was the medalist with a 40. In girls tennis yesterday, Clarinda down Atlantic 7-2, Red Oak over Lewis Central 9-0. It was Shenandoah over Harlan 8-1. In boys tennis, Clarinda beat Atlantic 6-3, Lewis Central 9-0 over St. Albert and 9-0 over Red Oak. St. Albert beat Red Oak 6-3. Bishop Elon Catholic beat Denison 5-4. In high school soccer yesterday in girls play, it was Denison edging Atlantic in overtime 2-1. AHST beat Missouri Valley 2-1. Tri-Center over Underwood 2-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Riverside 9-0, Lewis Central over St. Albert 4-0. In boys soccer, AHST shut out Missouri Valley 3-0, Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 2-0, and Denison in overtime a 1-0 winner over Harlan yesterday. In Major League Baseball, Chris Young homered to start New York's comeback, and slumping Curtis Granderson singled in a run as a pinch hitter as Bartolo Colon and the Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 yesterday, sending Lance Lynn to his first career loss in the month of April. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 2-1, Arizona over Chicago 5-2, San Diego in 12 innings, a 4-3 winner over Washington, while Philadelphia beat Los Angeles 7-3. In the American League, Corey Kluber struck out a career-high 11 and pitched a four-hitter for his first complete game, and David Murphy and Asdrubal Cabrera drove in two runs each to lead the Indians to a 5-1 win over the Royals. In other AL play, Detroit beat the Chicago White Sox 7-4. Minnesota outscored Tampa Bay 9-7. Baltimore over Toronto 11-4. The Yankees beat up on Boston 14-5. And Oakland over Houston by a score of 10-1. In the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers compiled two of the NBA's three best records during the regular season, but they're in some serious trouble through three postseason games. Memphis blew a 17-point lead over the last 8 minutes of regulation before taking a 2-1 series lead with a 98-95 win over the Thunder in overtime. Game four is Saturday in Memphis. The eighth-seeded Atlanta Hawks enjoy a 2-1 lead and following an impressive defensive performance against the Pacers, as Jeff Teague had 22 points and 10 assists, and the Hawks silenced the Pacers 98-85. Kyle Korver hit four of the Hawks' 12 three-pointers and shot 6-for-9 from the floor. Game four is Saturday in Atlanta. Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan were the stars as the L.A. Clippers grabbed a 2-1 series lead. Griffin poured in 32 points while Jordan had a double-double in a 98-96 win at Golden State. The Warriors host Game 4 on Sunday. Well, the Boston Bruins are one victory away from another Stanley Cup playoff meeting with the Montreal Canadiens. The Brewers are up 3-1 in the first round after Jerome Iginla scored with 6:28 left in overtime to complete Boston's 3-2 win at Detroit. Tuukka Rask stopped 35 shots for the Bruins, who can wrap up the series at home on Saturday. The LA Kings are still alive, forcing a fifth game with a 6-3 win against San Jose. The Sharks will make another attempt to advance to the conference semifinals when they host the Kings on Saturday. Minnesota and Colorado are knotted at 2 games each following the Wild's stifling performance in a 2-1 win last night over the Avalanche. The Avalanche will host Game 5 coming up on Saturday in that series. Well, the five major college conferences are a little closer to carrying some more clout. The NCAA's board of directors has endorsed a proposal giving schools in those conferences more autonomy and more voting power in changing the rules within the organization. The changes would allow the wealthiest schools to adopt some legislation on their own, including provisions for money beyond what current scholarships cover and money to help families travel to NCAA tournaments. The proposal would affect the 65 schools in the ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, the Pac-12, and the SEC. A formal vote is expected in August. If it's passed then, the transition could begin as early as this fall. And the National Labor Relations Board has granted Northwestern University's request that it review its ruling that football players at the university are essentially employees of the school with full collective bargaining rights. The NLRB says a previously scheduled vote by Northwestern football players on whether to unionize could go forward Friday, but ballots would be impounded for now. The Chicago office of the National Labor Relations Board ruled on March 26th that Northwestern scholarship football players are essentially employees of the school and can unionize. Northwestern insists that its scholarship athletes don't have collective bargaining rights. The full five-member federal board is now weighing that appeal request. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.